Guess my feet know where they want me to go.
Oh, yeah. On a country road. At the beginning of the hour, we had asked, what do you think Donald Trump will add to the White House? Every president adds some kind of addition or feature. We asked you to text those in to 411-923. That's 411-923. Some of the responses so far included an indoor shooting range, tanning beds, and a gold room.
That made me think of one more. How about a barbershop or a beauty shop or something?
A barbershop. Now there. Maybe a barbershop would be the best. That's for sure. We're here with Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. And
we had Maggie called in and wanted to know about readers submitting pictures. That recent article was of the Petrified Forest, and she has a picture of her and her sister sitting on that log in the magazine from 1961.
Well, that's great. You know, the magazine's a great touchstone for a lot of people, and they have a lot of memories that get triggered. And, yeah, to answer Maggie's question, yeah, we always are interested in seeing photos, you know, that people might be willing to send out. Sometimes we can use them in the magazine. Sometimes we, you know, the magazine's not just a once-a-month thing. Arizona Highways is a, you know, with social media and everything else, we've got an amazing blog that we do every day, and we tell a lot of these backstories. And what's another great thing about the magazine is readers see it and sort of give us information. A couple months ago, we did a piece on a photographer, actually a sculptor who was also a photographer on the side, a guy named Emery Kopta, who lived up on the Hopi Reservation in the turn of the last century and took all these great photos. And we really didn't have any information about the names of these folks. And there was this one great shot of this couple with a couple of kids, and we didn't know. So we had to, you know, kind of write around it. Still a great photo. And we heard from the granddaughter of one of the kids, oh, that's my great-grandfather. And, you know, and we had a letter to the editor last month, and somebody from Illinois writes and says, oh, that used to be my neighbor back in the 40s or something, and can you send her this letter? And so, you know, we sort of, you know, we're sort of like a dating service, you know, we just connect people. But, you know, so many, as you mentioned, you have your memories, and so many people do. The magazine is almost as old as the state, so.
Oh, okay. I thought you had your hand up. I'm sorry. Well, we have got 12 months of exploring 12 great locations. That's your theme for 2017. Yeah. January was Grand Canyon. February was Petrified Forest. Those are out. They're available. What are some of the other places we're going to explore?
Next up is Saguaro National Park, another very busy park. And, you know, what we're trying to, you know, these are all theme issues, which is something different for us, too.
Yes.
We rarely do a theme issue where all the features are about a single subject. So it gives us an opportunity to kind of dig a little deeper and tell some of the stories, like, you know, in Grand Canyon with Rob Crower, and then we had a story up on Toro Weep. And so it's trying to give the readers, you know, a broader look at a place. And so with Saguaro National Park, one of the things that we're doing in there is we're actually yanking an old story from, I think it was from the 1940s, and when it was still a national monument back then, there was just basically one employee. There was the superintendent, and you know, just the interaction he had with the handful of people who would come to the park. So I mean, it transports you, you know, kind of way back in time. So we have Saguaro coming up in March, and then in April, one of my favorite places is Sonoyta Patagonia, which is just this, you know, for your listeners, you know, everybody tends to want to go north, you know.
Yeah, right.
Or, you know, and some people find their way to the White Mountains. And but if you go south of Tucson, not very far, you get into this great country with all these great old grasslands. The movie Oklahoma was actually filmed down there, which much to the chagrin of people in Oklahoma.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a beautiful part of the state. And then
that makes a lot of sense. I was actually talking about the movie Oklahoma the other day. I wonder where they shot that, because I don't remember anything in Oklahoma looking that pretty. And it was in Patagonia.
Yeah, it was down southern Arizona.
I had no idea. Mystery solved.
Empire Ranch.
Yeah, you know, so many movies were filmed in our state historically, not as many being filmed here as there used to be, but Yeah, a lot of great old movies made in Arizona.
Well, that's the bittersweet part of the magazine, is every once in a while y'all feature something I thought I had as my secret spot.
and he opens it and goes, no, and I open it
and I twinge. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, we let the cat out of the bag.
You did.
And I will tell you, it's a consideration for us every month with what we do in terms of where to hike and things. I mean, most of our hikes are in forests or parks, so they're well documented and people aren't, you know, finding secrets. But, you know, you and I have talked about Keith Seal, and
yeah,
and I know that's on your bucket list. And, you know, that's a place that is not a secret by any means, but it's still a very quiet, sacred kind of experience that you get back in there. So when we do a story like that, you know, we are concerned that there are going to be hordes. You know, we've been criticized for it, you know, or Fossil Springs after they got rid of the dam up there. And, you know, we did a couple stories about how great it was. And then it got trashed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then the Forest Service had to step in and start putting limitations.
And
you know, that's the reminder we put on every story is, you know, the leave no trace ethics. And, you know, go out there and don't mess it up, basically. And but if there are places that have, in fact, there's a hike of the month in a coming up issue that has some hidden ancient ruins in it, and I didn't tell where they were because we don't want people to go get them.
Thank you. Jennifer and I recently took a couple, a close friend of ours, up to some ruins back behind Four Peaks that are kind of very remote.
I forgot how remote. As you get older, they become more remote.
They become more remote and more with Robert Steve of Arizona Highways when we return. Right behind the rain, oh, the home every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk, watch a heartbreaking lady send the sky. We know we belong